An opioid overdose can happen anywhere at any time. In January, a man died at a Bethel Park barbershop after fatally overdosing a little before 2 in the afternoon. But naloxone, the medication that temporarily reverses the effects of an overdose, is becoming more widely available. As part of our Bridges to Health initiative, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports that lay people are learning to administer this life-saving medication.
In 2017, there was good news and bad news regarding the opioid epidemic in Allegheny County. The bad, it was another record-breaking year for overdose fatalities. The good, the average number of deaths fell every quarter in 2017. That means fewer people died at the end of the year than in the beginning of the year. No one knows why these fatalities are on the decline, but one reason might be naloxone, which restarts the breathing of an opioid victim.
It's minimally invasive, and to me, it's up there with CPR and first aid. It is first aid.
Erica Gattelmeyer is the operations director at the Allegheny YMCA on the north side. Since September, all YMCAs of Greater Pittsburgh always have at least one person on duty who's trained to administer naloxone.
And when you look at the situations in which you may need to use it, it does enlighten you onto the fact that this is a very significant problem that affects any population. It's not selective.
This YMCA is one of several community organizations that's begun keeping naloxone on hand. Others include Goodwill stores, libraries, and Allegheny County's Public Defender's Office. Karen Hacker, director of the county's health department, says she's pushing for places like grocery stores to keep the medication with their first aid kits.
You know, so that you would be able to have it available, and particularly if you have a public bathroom, that could potentially be a place where people are shooting up.
One of the organizations I contacted for this story didn't want to participate. They told me they're worried publicity might increase the number of overdoses at their locations. Alice Bell coordinates the Overdose Prevention Program for Prevention Point Pittsburgh, a nonprofit that works with injection drug users. She says whether naloxone is available doesn't influence someone's decision to use opioids.
Unfortunately, for people who are dependent on opiates, they have to use them every day.
Bell says the people she works with are more inclined to ask for naloxone because opioids sold today are incredibly lethal compared to what was available 2 decades ago.
I've talked to people who say, I've been using heroin for 20 years and I've never overdosed, but now I'm scared and I want to have naloxone.
Back at the Y, I meet Muhammad Williams, who works in the residential part of the building. He says he's glad to have naloxone there.
It's good. Everybody should know that because we ran into a couple of people that passed away in here. And if we had time to do that, we would have been okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Were you here when it happened?
Yeah.
Williams's colleague, Erica Gattelmeyer, says naloxone's an easy way to save a life. In fact, staff say one person's been revived with naloxone since the Y started stocking it. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA's Bridges to Health covers the well-being of Pennsylvanians and is funded by the Jewish Healthcare Foundation.